You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Hi, Drop of Inspiration listeners. Welcome to National Yoga Month. There's no better time to get into a yoga routine than right now. Whether you're a longtime yogi or you're just starting out, yoga has some amazing benefits to help bring a healthy balance into your life. So today we're bringing back our past conversation with senior global educator Ed Daly about how we can incorporate our favorite essential oils into our yoga routines. I'm really excited for you to hear this refresher on using essential oils and practicing yoga. I practice yoga and I regularly use essential oils in my practice. I'll put some on the bottoms of my feet, or I'll even just put some in my hands and you know, breathe it in while I'm getting ready for my practice, while I'm kind of finding my breath. Touching on that, you don't need a lot to get started. You can just grab a few essential oils that you already have that complement your practice. And if you have one, grab a diffuser. That's great. Ed recommends a variety of essential oils and blends throughout this conversation, but you can start with a single oil that feels just right to you. So you don't need a ton of time either, which is great for those of us who are a little strapped for it. Ed encourages people to get moving for just 10 or 15 minutes a day. He says that you can feel the benefits even if you can't dedicate, you know, hours to yoga.
Well, I think one of the main things is to basically understand that your practice will change from day to day. Some days I need a little bit more of a grounding practice. Some days I need to move a little quicker. I need something to be more inspiring and to awaken me a little bit, so to speak. And I think that's where listening to your intuition really comes into play. Yoga as a system of self-care has, you know, phenomenal benefits for everyone who practices on a daily basis. But what I've been finding over the last 6 to 8 years is that the combination of the oils and the yoga practice, they seem to really work synergistically, and each one of them augments each other. To me, the enhancement that an essential oil, the aroma has when I'm diffusing it in my yoga room, for instance. So many times what I do is I set up my diffuser and I will just intuitively go to my oils and figure out which one that I want to use for that particular day. You know, the standing poses in general, when we look at yoga, are very grounding. Your legs are working vigorously in many cases. And, you know, so if I'm in need of some grounding, there actually will diffuse the essential oil grounding. Some other ones that I like are really the tree oils, frankincense, myrrh, Idaho balsam fir, and a 20 to 30 minute practice is good. Now, sometimes at the beginning of the practice, if I'm diffusing, say, frankincense, I might actually put a drop in my hand and just take some soft inhalations and exhalations for about a minute at the beginning of the practice and again at the end. So I'm sort of intensifying this effect, so to speak. When I look towards yoga and I look at back bends, I consider back bends to be very awakening. You're really arching the spine and really awakening the body's energy. Again, Young Living has an essential oil blend called Awaken. I really, really love the blend itself. But others that come to mind to me are the citrus oils, orange, tangerine, grapefruit. But I also love blends like Clarity and Joy. Now, Clarity and Joy are very special because those two oils are blends that have 10 different essential oils in there. Another one which I really, really love is Brain Power, and I've been using a lot of Brain Power lately. I've been doing a lot of creating for educational material, and I've been using that as well to augment what I do to create. You know, we live in a very stressful time. We're doing more on a daily basis. We're achieving more. Our lives are really a lot more stressful. And when I think of yoga to help relieve with stress and occasional stress, I look at the forward bends. Forward bends are phenomenal postures to help the nervous system get the help it needs so that we don't experience these high levels of stress. And again, Young Living has come to the table and really stepped up with some amazing blends. And again, for me, Tranquil comes right to the forefront. I love the blend Stress Away. I love Surrender. I love the blend Acceptance. And of course, an all-time favorite for many, many of our members is Peace and Calming. Lastly, I think the one thing that we really can do better in this culture and what yoga can help when combining the oils is restorative poses. To me, they're some of the most advanced yoga postures that we have because there has to be such attention to the setup. And when I think of restoration, I think of oils that help promote a sense of relaxation. My go-to are very simple, lavender and ylang ylang. I use those two in a restorative, when I'm doing restorative poses, pretty much all the time. But some other oils you might not think of, but are well-liked, such as Valor. People love Rudavala. Also, I like the Ula Balance blend because I find that those, that's such a great combination of oils that, again, has been created by Gary. You know, the application of essential oils just doesn't adhere to what we're doing in our own personal practice. There's many organizations that have really done a great job at combining the oils. We look at what has been Tracy Griffiths has created with Aroma Yoga, using the postures for the different chakras of the body and using the blends with a polarity exercise. The Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program has combined restorative yoga embed movements for circulation with aromatherapy, with Reiki, nutrition, and contemplative care. That's another application that people can really go to and use the essential oils for their own personal practice.
What's great about essential oils is that you don't have to limit their use to topical or aromatic application. Young Living's Vitality line gives you options for taking them internally to prepare for and complement your yoga practice. Ed shares his favorite dietary essential oils and the poses he does to support his digestive system.
Now, we've talked a lot in the past about how yoga can help with things like digestion, but when I think about yoga postures in general for digestion, we look at twists. And we have to make sure and twist that, you know, the abdomen is actually very receptive. When I'm doing twisting, the go-tos for me are ginger, lemongrass, peppermint, actually black pepper sometimes, and the blend Digize, which, again, Digize is an amazing blend that has been created by Gary for all of us to really support us.
So you've breathed a little deeper, stretched a little further, and gotten moving. Ed has one more suggestion for your practice.
And let's not forget about the simple 3-minute essential oil meditation. Since I came to teach for Young Living 6 years ago, I've been talking about that as a way to help restore a sense of balance in your daily life. And it's very simple. It's grabbing an oil, again, that's speaking to you that day, or maybe that you just are feeling an intuition to use, sitting quietly, putting a drop on your hands, closing your eyes, feeling your feet on the floor, and just inhaling the scent of the essential oil for 3 minutes. The research that is going on into meditation and the benefits of meditation are endless. One of the most recent studies that I read was talking about longtime meditators have an increase of the myelin sheath, which separates the lobes of the brain, and basically that's there to help communication between the lobes of the brain. So what's happening in long-time meditators is that they're getting an increase in communication and an increase in function of the brain's capacity as a whole. I mean, you know, it's a free thing we could all do every day. And again, the augmentation of using a Young Living essential oil is just really going to take it over the top for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great way to close out yoga too, you know, with the Shavasana, like get some meditation in there and really become aware of what your body is sort of saying to you about its needs. Yeah.
Rhett, one of the questions that I posed to all the members that came to our first yoga balance and wellness retreat in Lehi, Utah this past month was, what would you not do better from a state of relaxation? And again, as our lives are hectic, you know, the combination of the yoga and the essential oils and a simple 3-minute essential oil meditation has tremendous benefits. And, you know, this is the resilience that we can build up within ourselves, again, to live a long and prosperous life. And that's what, you know, Gary's vision has been, is to create things for a purpose that help us all live in a state of optimum health.
Great. Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just really want to encourage people to just, you know, find time every day, even if it's just 5 minutes, to do some kind of movement in their daily life and start playing around and being experimental and using your oils in a different way. You know, maybe you find a restorative posture like child's pose. And, you know, that's the one thing you do every day for self-care that really helps you to, you know, fill up the well again, so to speak, so that, again, you can be alive in the world and you can have a sense of vibrancy and a sense of happiness so that, you know, you really get what you want out of life. And it's so simple and it's so easy. All that's needed is just, you know, a commitment from you every day that I'm going to spend 5, 10, 15 minutes today taking care of myself.
Okay, now for some fun. Ed recently taught classes at Young Living's Balance, a yoga and wellness retreat, and I recorded an afternoon asana practice to share with our listeners. Save or bookmark this podcast so you can practice along with us. Following along with this audio may require a little bit of know-how, so if you're just starting yoga, you'll want to check out our aroma yoga infographic at youngliving.com/podcast. But if you've done yoga before, this practice should make sense to you. Start by diffusing the essential oil of your choice and head to the top of your mat, standing with your feet hips width apart and arms to your side. Start by deeply breathing in and out. Ed will take it from here.
Yeah, just inhale the arms up over the head, exhale, lower the arms down. Yeah, bend the knees, inhale the arms up over the head, bend the knees, exhale the arms down. Again, inhale up, exhale down. Good, again, inhale up, exhale down. Up, down, up, down. Bend the knees more, up, down, up, down, up, down. 5,000 more times, up, down. Up, hold it, wiggle out of the waist. Good, wiggle the fingers like you're playing a piano. Yes, wake the hands up. Look up towards the ceiling with your collarbones any amount. Good, swan dive over your legs into a standing forward bend. Yes. Beautiful. Good, bend the knees, take the arms up over the head, come into chair pose. And from here, lower the arms to the side. Inhale the arms up, straighten the legs, bend the knees, relax the arms down. Straighten the legs, arms up, bend the knees, arms down. Good. Up, down, up, down. One more time. Up, hold it. Yes. Wiggle the fingers again like you're playing piano. Good. Release the arms down to the side. Beautiful. Inhale the arms parallel to the ground. Bring the hands together in front of your chest. Lift your chest. Just hold the hands in front, but lift the chest. And then as the legs begin to straighten like long tubes of, like a lightsaber, begin to lift the chest and look up towards the ceiling with the collarbones again. And then take the arms up over the head. Lift the chest again. Yes, wiggle the fingers. Yes, swan dive over your legs again, standing forward bend. Walk the hands forward or walk the feet back into downward facing dog, depending on where you are in your mat. Remember, the thing that must be achieved in a yoga pose is to look ridiculously happy. Good. Lift the right leg into the air. And then step the right foot forward between the hands. Come into triangle pose. Triangle pose. Yes. Now, which side of the spine is longer? Do you feel like the left side is longer than the right? Yes, no, maybe? Oh, okay, just want to make sure you're listening. Can you lengthen the right side of the chest? Can you lengthen the right side of the chest in triangle pose? And then take the left arm towards the mat, take the right arm towards the mat, come back into downward facing dog. Lift the left leg into the air. Yes, take the left foot forward between the hands, come into triangle pose here. Which side of the torso is longer, right or left? That's a question. Which side is longer, right or left? Right. Can you make the left side of your chest longer, your torso longer? Come on. I'm asking a question.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Figure it out. Good. Place both hands to the inner inside and outside of the left foot. Step the left foot back, downward facing dog. Beautiful. Come into a plank position with the shoulders directly over the wrists. Yes. Go back into downward dog. Good. Inhale forward into a plank position. Exhale back into downward dog. Good. Keep going. Inhale forward. Exhale back. Good. Now come into a plank position and hold it. Imagine there is a block between your inner thighs, and squeeze this imaginary block from the outer thighs, and then lift that block towards the ceiling any amount. What happens to the legs? Do the legs energize? Good. Take 10 seconds to lower all the way down to your belly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come into upward dog. Come into up dog. Good. Energize the legs again. Imagine there's a block between those legs. Squeeze the block. Yes. Now let the knees drop to the ground. Good. And then go ahead and just wiggle the knees a little bit forward towards the hands. Yes. Wiggle them forward, a little bit forward, scooch them forward. And then energize the legs again. Yes. Come on. Lift the inner thighs. Energize the legs. Lift the inner thighs. Good. Back into down dog. Remember, the yoga pose should feel like, It should never feel like, Yes. Come on. How do you wake the legs up? What actions do you need to do to wake the legs up? Spread the toes. Extend the toes. Draw the kneecaps up towards the pelvis, any amount. Walk the hands to the feet. Good. Bend the knees. Take the arms up over the head. Yes. Chair pose. Utkatasana. Whatever you want to call it. Lightning bolt. Good. Inhale. Come up and do a little bit of a back bend. Inhale. Come up and do a little bit of a back bend. Good. Release the arms down to the side. Take your right hand to your chest. Tap your chest. Tap your chest. Yes. Tap. So you hear it. Can you hear my chest? It's like a hard rock, right? But there's a very soft heart behind it. Good. And every time you tap the chest, keep lifting it. Keep lifting it, and then energize the legs. And then keep lifting the chest, and then look up towards the ceiling from the collarbones. Good. Take the arms up over the head. Wiggle the fingers. Come on, wiggle the fingers. Play the piano like Mozart. Swan dive, standing forward bend. Walk the hands forward or walk the feet back, depending where you are on your mat, into down dog. Good. Come into a plank position. Good. Lower down, knees, chest, and chin to the ground. Yeah, stick the butt way up into the air. Iyengar used to call this pumpkin butt. Stick your pumpkin butt way up in the air. Yeah, that's it. Good. Now imagine you're sliding through this fence. You're crawling and sliding underneath the fence, and then you're going to come into up dog. And you're going to smile because Yoga Journal's here to take your picture. Come back into down dog. Yes. Yoga should be fun. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Good. Lift the right leg into the air. Step the right foot forward between your hands. Come into extended side angle pose. Extend it. If you don't know what it is, look at someone again who looks like they have a PhD. Come on. Now, can the feet push away from each other? Can you lengthen the right side of the chest? And then can you extend through the fingers of the left hand? But draw the upper arm bone of the left arm into the socket as well. Both hands to the inside and outside of the right foot, downward facing dog. Left leg into the air. Is the leg wimpy or is it energized? Some of your legs are bent. Step the left foot forward between the hands. Extended side angle pose on the other side. Mm-hmm. What were the three instructions I asked you to do? In the first side, push your feet away. What was the second instruction? What was the second instruction? Look like you're having fun. Come on, firm the left shoulder blade onto the back a little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. Good. Both hands to the inside and outside of the left foot, down dog. Come into a plank position. 10 seconds, lower all the way down to your belly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slide through this low fence and come into up dog. Yes, energize the legs. Inner thighs lift by this imaginary block that's there. The outer thighs squeezing it. And you're smiling again. Oh my God, I love yoga. Good, down dog, down dog. Are you starting to feel energy in the body now after sitting for so long?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my sequence, I'm thinking, back bend the spine, move the body quicker so the energy awakens again. Good, walk the hands to the feet. Yes, good. Bend the knees, take the arms up over the head, chair pose again. Come up and straighten the legs, come up and do a little bit of a back bend. Yes, 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 yes. Good, exhale, release the arms down to the side. Inhale the arms up over the head. Swan dive into a forward bend. When the mind tells you that you can't do something, James Lawrence says there's another side of you on the other side of fear. Walk the hands forward into down dog. When you're the most scared that you've ever been in your life, and you move beyond that, no matter what it is, there's another person on the other side of that. Lift the right leg into the air. Good. Is it wimpy or is it energized? Come on, energize the leg. Energize, no wimpy legs. Right foot forward between the hands. Warrior one, warrior one. Come on, arms up over the head, warrior one. Warrior one. Take the pinkies, spin the pinkies toward each other. Imagine that you have this ball, this beautiful, majestic ball filled with essential oils, and you're gonna give it to the gods in the heaven. You're gonna say, here, take it, take it. And then feel like the arms, the collarbones, and the sternum are lifting in unison as a team. The arms aren't dislocating out of the socket, but the mind is in the back foot and the outer heel pressing into the earth. Something rises up, something grounds into the earth. Downward facing dog. Are you still having fun?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm happy. That makes me so happy. Say it. I love yoga.
I love yoga.
I love yoga.
I love yoga.
I love yoga and essential oils.
I love yoga and yoga.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. As my grandfather used to say, now you're cooking with gas. Good, left leg into the air, come on. Again, is it wimpy?
No.
Good, left foot forward between the hands. Warrior one. What's moving in unison in this pose? Do you remember? Oh, come on, come on. What's moving in unison? The upper arm bones, the collarbones, and the sternum are all lifting as a team. Team YL Yoga. Good, lift the chest, but ground the back outer heel. Come on. Beautiful. Downward facing dog. Good. Lower down to your bellies. If you're pregnant, lie on your left side. For those who can, bend your knees, grab your ankles. What does it mean if you can't grab your ankles? It just means you can't grab your ankles. It means nothing else. Good, forehead on the ground. Now, are the knees very wide, far apart? Are the knees wide apart? If they are, bring the knees closer together. Don't spill energy out of the pelvic floor. I see it all the time. Ramanand Patel says, the greatest loss of energy in the yoga practice is through the pelvic floor. Good, come up into bow pose. Come on, go, grow. Grow like a tulip. Yes, Yes, come on, energize those legs. Feel like you're going to try to fold the legs, but you're going to try to straighten them at the same time. Now, for those who can, just feel like, oh, I'm going to rock over and roll on my right side. And I might even roll onto my partner. Yes, and then rock over, come back to center, and roll onto the other side. Yes, good. Good, come back to center. Good, release the legs, downward facing dog. Good, come down to your knees. Good, sit on your heels for a second. If you can't sit on your heels, easily sit in a simple cross-legged position. Open your ears just for a second and hear what I'm about to tell you. Manusa Manos, one of a very long time student of Mr. Iyengar, when we were taking class in Estes Park, we were doing backbends. He says, backbends are easy. The arms and the legs work evenly, but the spine is soft and supple. Any backbend you create, you're not creating tension in the spine. The arms and legs have to work equal action, okay? Mr. Iyengar said, when you find equanimity in the body, he says, you find God. And most of us are underworking in some area and overworking in another. When is everything working in unison with no tension? Good, down dog. There's no break. Good, come down to your knees. Mm-hmm. Good. Just come on up so you're upright into the body again. Take your hands to your sacrum, your thumbs to your sacrum. The knees are hip-width distance apart. Take the thumbs, press into the sacrum, but also pull the skin of the buttocks down, and then begin to lift the chest. Lift the chest. And for those of you who are a little bit more advanced, firm the middle of the buttocks into the body. Middle of the buttocks into the body. Good. Come forward, come back into down dog. So why am I asking you to firm the middle of the buttocks? So you don't jam the low spine. You jam the low spine, you jam the kidneys, you jam the kidneys, you jam the adrenal glands. And then you walk out of class and you go, let's go to Starbucks. I kid you not, in 2006, I was in Columbus, Ohio, and doing a teacher training with Rod, and we did like incredible amount of backbends, and a girl came out, and she was like right next to me jamming her low spine the whole time, and she's like, I think I need an espresso. I'm like, no, you need some lavender. All right, let's go back and do camel's pose again. Everyone just come back to your mat, come onto your knees. Come onto your knees, hands on your sacrum and your top of your buttocks. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Okay, good. I always like when people respond and lets me know you're breathing. Good. So firm the thumbs into the sacrum a little bit, and then from there pull the top of the buttocks down, and then from there roll the front of the armpits up, and then lift the chest. Good. And then windmill the left arm back and grab the left ankle. And then windmill the right arm back and grab the right ankle. And then when you have your hands on your ankles, firm the middle of the buttocks into the body, everybody, even if you think you don't know where it is. And then lift the chest. And then if you're more advanced, move the thigh bones, the head of the thigh bones, directly back towards the wall behind you as you firm the middle of the buttocks again. Inhale, come on out. Come on. Stay with me. Stay with me. Again, when you want to give up, when you feel like, oh, I don't have another ounce, just stay in there. Stay attentive. Stay focused.
Stay happy.
Stay happy. Good. 10 seconds to walk the feet forward between the hands. 10 seconds. Ten seconds to come up and raise the arms up over the head and do a little bit of a backbend. Come on. Just like you're a crocus coming out of the ground. Yes, bring your hands together in this one. Yes, beautiful. And then lower the arms down to the side. Good, lie on your backs. Lie on your back. Is the body more awake? Is the mind more awake?
Yes.
You know, take your arms up over the head, back of the hands, touch the ground or the mat or someone's feet or their legs. If you're touching someone, massage whatever part of it. No, just kidding. Yeah. Extend through the heels. Imagine someone was standing in front of you and they were touching your heels and you're going to press into their heels. And you're going to reach the arms. You're going to reach the arms. You're going to grow the spine line. Wiggle out of the waist a little bit. Wiggle the waist, yeah. Good. Lower the arms down to the side. Good. Close your eyes. Where are the arms? Are the palms turned up towards the ceiling? Or are the palms turned down towards the floor in an internal rotation? Good, everyone, just place your palms on the ground. Yes, put your hands, yes. Do you feel how that internally rotates the upper arms? And what does internal rotation do to the heart and the lungs? It collapses things. Good, turn the palms up. Do you feel the difference? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just feel the inhalation and feel the exhalation. Every time you step onto your mat, maybe you consider the mat a sacred space. And even if you don't own a mat, maybe wherever you're practicing, that becomes a sacred space. And the yoga practice or the movement practice is about creating shape. It's creating shapes with the body. And then those shapes dissolve so that you create another shape. It's funny, you know, we adore our body with these beautiful jewels, rubies, diamonds, gold, silver, platinum. And we polish them and we take care of them as these precious possessions, but we don't polish the gemstone within us. Yoga polishes the diamond within you. You have to learn how to polish the diamond through the practice, or whatever gemstone you may be. Good. Very slowly, bend your knees, put your feet flat on the floor. Roll on over to your right side. and use your arms to help you sit up. How many of you will remember to let the head be the last thing to rise? How do you feel? Are you awake?
Yes.
Is there alert relaxation? It's an oxymoron, right? Alert relaxation. That's how the practice hopefully leaves you, no matter what it is you're doing, right? No matter what it is. I'm gonna tell you again, these practices, you know, will help save your life during the most difficult of times. It was this, the essential oils, the supplements, the yoga, the meditation, the breath work that I came back to again and again, and that is the basis of what I do every day. Because I cannot do what I do without taking care of myself. There's no way. It's impossible. I will burn up. I don't want that. We have to be a movement of transformation for the rest of the world. Let's let Young Living shine very brightly on people. And then when you walk in the room and someone goes, "Oh my God, like what is going on with you? You're so beautiful." That's what I want for all of you. Okay.
I hope you're feeling as energized as I am after that practice. Thank you so much, Ed, for taking the time to chat with us and to share your practices with us. For more information on yoga and essential oils, you can head over to Young Living's blog at youngliving.com/blog and search yoga for tutorials, infographics, and helpful articles. Thank you, as always, for listening today. If you're feeling inspired, please head over to iTunes and drop us a review and rating. We'll even make sure to give you a shout out during an upcoming episode. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Drop of Inspiration's bi-weekly episodes. This episode was produced with help from Ashley Frost. And I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Stay inspired.